How's everybody? Not as hot. Right. All right. What do you guys have?
What did you learn yesterday that you put to use in today's practice?
Just the focus when you first walk out. You know, it was going to be hot, and I think everybody knew it, but I don't think everybody knew how hot it was going to be. So I thought early yesterday, I thought the elements kind of got us, and then when I thought we got used to it and start practicing today, I thought we came out understanding what we needed to do and when we did it.
Cam Irving wasn't out there.
No, he just had his ankle sprained a little bit, so I just wanted to get him out of there so we have a chance to play him on Friday. I think he'll be fine.
You think he will go then?
Yeah. Friday? Oh yeah, I think so.
And Tremont Williams.
I think he'll be fine. I know exactly what that is, but I think he'll be fine too. I don't think it's anything major.
And was Thomas just wrestling?
Who? Joe Thomas? Yeah, absolutely. You know, I have those days with those guys, and again, you know, we all know what Joe Thomas is, so he'll be ready to play.
How helpful are these practices out here against the Bucks?
I'm sorry?
How helpful are these practices?
Very, very. It's just great to go against another team. It's a different type of intensity, a different type of focus, in my opinion. You know, it's just good to do something different. And, again, I think it's another growing opportunity for a football team.
How do you think, just assess, you know, how did Corey Coleman do today? And do you think he'll be able to get some action in the game?
I sure do believe he will. I think he's just getting back and finding his rhythm back playing. But I think he's doing well. You know, again, he's a young player. And I understand he's going to have some up and down days, but I think he's going to be fine. There's no question in my mind about that.
Coach, we talked to you when you guys drafted him about the route tree at Baylor. And mm-hmm. How would that work out for him? How has it worked out for him?
No, so I don't think he has any problem with a route tree. That's not it at all. I think we carry a lot of different verbiage in our offense, and I think sometimes players can get stuck that way, and that's what's expected. But he's done a great job, and I'm looking forward to watching him on Friday night.
Did you see that last play where he had jumped the snow fence at the end of his
I seen him jump. I didn't see it all. I seen him go catch the ball. I know he was out of bounds. I know he was trying to stay in.
Any nervousness about that?
No. He's an athlete. He better jump over. Yeah, he's fine. He's okay.
Joe Hayden had a couple of interceptions off James Winston. One yesterday, one today.
Keep getting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, please, keep getting them. So we need to get our hands on the ball on defense. That's what it's all about. We got to take the ball away from the other team's offense. And then we got to keep it on offense.
How nice is it to see Joe back out there?
Great. I mean, I told you guys he'd be back out there at some point. He's back, you know, and I'm glad he's back. He's one of the leaders of our team, one of the better players in the National Football League, and we expect him to play that way.
You seem pretty excited down here when RG3 found Telfer for that touchdown. Like,
yeah.
What was it about?
Yeah, it's just the progression. I mean, we play progression football. You know, at the end of the day, we're not a team that just flips the ball up anywhere. You know, there's a reason why we do what we do on every play. And as long as our quarterbacks are progressing that way, I get very excited because we can always call another play. If we give the ball to the other team, you can't call another play. So I think we got to continue to stress that, taking care of the ball in scoring zone situations if we're going to be a winning offense.
Is he about where you thought he would be in mastering your offense and going through the progressions? Or is he even a little ahead?
I think he's a little ahead. I think he's done a good job. I mean, he's working at it every day, him along with the other quarterbacks and Pep and myself. And I think the guys understand how we play, you know, and the most important thing is taking care of the team. You got to be very team protective, and that means taking care of the ball, you know. So we'll do that at quarterback. We'll give them chances to throw touchdown passes or hand the ball off, one or the other. We don't care how we score. We just want to score. So if our quarterback will do that for us, we'll be fine.
Hugh, did you learn anything about your team in these 2 days that you didn't know if they were competing in Berea?
You know, I don't know if I learned anything new. What I was most excited about was they fought. They fought hard. You know, the elements were hot. You know, it was tough. Whole different schedule, doing things different, and I wanted it to be that way. I wanted to get away from the routine. Most players are used to the routine. And I think football, as you guys know, games sometimes doesn't stay the same. So guys got to get used to that, to get uncomfortable a little bit, be out of your element, don't do things normally the way you do it, and then find a way to get it done. And if we can do that, I think we grew over these last 2 days.
Just in general, how would you assess the 2 days of RG in terms of accuracy, footwork, all the things that he's been working hard?
I think he did some good things. I mean, there was a couple that we like to have back. You know, I think he knew where the ball was going, just how to throw it in that situation. I think we'll work through that, but it's nothing glaring to me. I thought he did a great job of just running the team, running our offense, understanding where the ball needs to go, when to take out, get outside the pocket and throw the ball away, when to slide. I think all of it was on display. And again, it has to be that way every day. That's what he has to chase every day to be a really good player for us.
What are your just general expectations for play time for starters in the third preseason?
Well, normally, in general, we play a little longer. You know, again, I need to see what the health of our team is first and foremost, and then we'll make that decision. We still got a couple of days, but I like to see him play longer because, you know, everybody says the third game might be the last time the starters play. I don't know that for sure. I haven't made that decision, but we'll continue to work at it and get our team ready to go Friday.
Is it important to see them come out of halftime?
No, not for me. No, that's not what's important to me. What's important is that we play, and whenever I decide that we're going to shut it down, we're going to shut it down.
So it looks like you will see in a game for the first time Coleman, Gordon, and Pryor?
That sounds good. That sounds really good. Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think so. I think we got a good chance for that to happen.
In training camp thus far, what makes you most optimistic?
I just think that our players respond. I think, if anything, this team has allowed me and the staff to coach them, and they've responded. Every time things have maybe been a little bit off kilter, I think when I bring it to their attention, they go and fix it. And to me, that's our veteran leadership. And, you know, it's our quarterback. In the quarterback room, I think everybody has a piece of that. And I think everybody's done a great job of understanding it's not going to go right all the time, but if we work at it and be accountable to each other, good things can happen.
Hugh, are you grateful that you came out of this 2 days basically unscathed for the most part? No
yes.
Serious injuries?
Yes.
No,
you know, and I honestly, Mary Kay, I don't really worry about that. You know, I do and I don't. In this sense, it's football. You know, sometimes things are going to happen, you know. On the other side of it, I know in order to be a good football team, you got to have your good players out there. So there's a fine line, but at the same time, we need to improve and get better. So we got to always be working, be a working group, you know, and we're going to have to practice. That's just the way it is.